Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men by Taz podcast. It is Monday, the 15th of January. I'm Steve Hall. Hope all is well wherever you guys are. A bit of a quiet weekend on the Liverpool front, of course. The Reds on a well-earned little winter break after a horrendously, horrendously busy schedule. One that, you know, it's coming across. Liverpool have got the injury bug very much in the camp at the moment. We have few too many. So yeah, nice little week off, won't have done them any harm whatsoever. A few rival clubs in action, of course, over the weekend as well. But Liverpool got to put their feet up, got themselves sunning around different parts of the world, like Trent in Milan, etc. So fingers crossed, everyone comes back fit and firing. But yeah, on the news updates, there has been a little bit. We're going to be speaking about the goalkeeper situation, Kevin Keller, his future, and a potential replacement if Liverpool do look to sell him. A couple of other young players as well, like Paul Glatzel and Calvin Ramsey. We'll touch upon those. And then a link to Kevin Mantilla, whose club president has confirmed that Liverpool are interested in signing the young defender. So we'll touch upon that. Let's start very, very quickly then with Paul Glatzel. He has been sold to Swindon Town. He's been at Liverpool since the age of 9. He's now 22. He had real bad luck with injuries, unfortunately, the Paul Glatzel. He'd done his ACL against Tranmere in a friendly once, and since then it's been tough going for him. A couple of loans that have, you know, back and forward and stuff like that, but now he gets to go forward your career down at Swindon. So yeah, good luck to Paul Glatzel down in League Two with Swindon Town. Youngster who's come through the ranks at Liverpool from a very early age, and he deserves a bit of good luck, so hopefully he gets it down there. In terms of another young player, it's worth mentioning, not official, I don't think, just yet, but Preston manager Ryan Lowe has confirmed that Calvin Ramsey is about to be recalled by Liverpool. He hasn't played too much at his loan at Preston. He had a couple of games, and again, injuries, which has been the Calvin Ramsey Liverpool career story, really. He signed injured, and he's pretty much been injured ever since. The plan was to go to Preston and get football, get a year's worth of footy, get himself fit, fired and ready to go, and potentially push Connor Bradley to be Liverpool's backup option at right back. It hasn't worked out. So Ryan Lowe confirmed after Preston's win against Bristol that, yeah, Calvin Ramsey will be recalled, and we'll see what Liverpool do. Do they loan him back out? Do they keep him around? Yeah, I've got defensive issues, so maybe they do that. He needs to get fit. So is it better for him to stay at Liverpool and get fully fit here, or is it better for him to go out and play games? I don't know, because I don't know the nature of the injuries, but he's having a tough time. It hasn't quite worked out for him yet. He's got plenty of time ahead of him, of course. But yeah, there's a little update on Calvin Ramsey, due back at Liverpool, and we'll see what the Reds do. They've recalled a couple of players from loan already. Fabio Carvalho came, and then he's gone back out again. Nat Phillips loan at Celtic ended. Rhys Williams called back as well. Now Calvin Ramsey becomes the latest because, yeah, due to a lack of game time. We'll see how that one pans out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Moving on then, goalkeeper talk. According to the Mirror, Kieran King, sports writer of the Mirror, says Jurgen Klopp has identified Sunderland's Anthony Patterson as a potential replacement of Kevin Kelleher if the Liverpool goalkeeper leaves in the summer. They say Liverpool are looking for around £20 million for Kelleher. He was linked with moves away last summer. Jurgen Klopp refused to let him go. He said it'd take an astronomical bid. And it's a good job, really, because Liverpool have needed them at times. Alisson's injury, for example, against City, where Keller had to come in. He's played the all the League Cup games. He's played the Europa League as well as Kiev. £20 million. I think that felt low last year. I think it feels more right this year. I think if you're going to, you know, Kelleher has been up and down, I think, form-wise. He's had some really good games. He's had some pretty poor games as well. For him, I can see why he wants to go. He wants to forge a career. He's at the age now where he needs to forge a career. He wants to be Ireland's first choice goalkeeper going forwards, and he wants to play games. From a Liverpool point of view, from, you know, they need to be selfish and they need to have a good, really good backup goalkeeper, which Kelleher is. I think if you've got a run of games somewhere, I think he's more than good enough to be a professional, excuse me, first time rather. First choice is the word I'm looking for. First choice goalkeeper. Premier League level, so we'll see how it goes. I think if you listed the 20 goalkeepers in the Premier League, the best 20, I think I'll put Kelleher on that list before I put some guys who are starting for Premier League clubs. So time will tell. As for Anthony Patterson, again, I haven't seen too much of him. I don't think he was particularly great when I watched him in the FA Cup against Newcastle a couple of weekends ago. Again, he's very, very young. He's only 23, born in year 2000, which makes me feel very, very old. I'm currently in the middle of a challenge hunting down the 2005 Champions League squad. The fact that Anthony Patterson was 5 when Liverpool won in Istanbul just shows how young he is. But apparently he's on the radar of Liverpool, do let Kelleher go. Which is, in itself, is interesting because age-wise, it's not that big a difference, really. Now, of course, Kelleher is keen to play. Maybe Anthony Patterson would be happier. Would be happy. To be a backup, I don't know if that's the case. Of course, you know, he's playing regular football for Sunderland and they're very much trying to push for promotion. But, you know, Kelleher's a couple of years older than him. Kelleher's 25. So maybe, again, who knows? But that's going to be Liverpool's issue, as in when Kelleher does leave, who is the backup goalkeeper? I don't think any of us would be keen for it to be Adrian now at this point. Pitaluga probably feels a little bit far away. You know, the Reds have loaned him out to Ireland, just try and get something in him. Yaros is the same. He feels like he's a little bit far away. So if they do cash in on Kelleher and say it's 20 million quid or whatever, they might have to spend some of that to get someone in. And yeah, keep an eye on Sunderland and Anthony Patterson because it feels like he might be on the radar. Right then, the main story of the Bite Size podcast. This one comes, let me get the outlet right, Argentine regional outlet, La Voz del Interior. I'm going to go with that as my pronunciation. I love the transfer window when these random outlets appear. But yeah, according to those wonderful, wonderful people down in Argentina, Talleres club president Andres Fassi has admitted that Liverpool are interested in Colombian defender Kevin Mantilla. He said in his interview, "It's true, they, being Liverpool, have been following him for 4 months now, and they asked us for information about his physical records, but then went on to say the player is not for sale. They've got no plans to let him go." Mantilla, young centre-back, only joined the club in January from Santa Fe. Colombian under-20 international, like I said, 20 years old, can play left side of the defence or on the right side at centre-back as well. He was linked with Liverpool at the time he left Santa Fe. That nothing really came of that. There's quite a lot of reports in Colombia at the time that Liverpool were interested in him. Now it feels like they've kept all of that interest. Obviously, Joel Matip's now injured. Now, is Mantilla the man to come in straight away and be part of Liverpool's first team as they push for you know, potentially four trophies. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of them. But it does look like the Reds are at least doing their due diligence on centre-backs. Now, it might be that, you know, that they're going to wait and see what happens. If there's one more injury, maybe they push the button. Who is it they lined up as Joel Matip's summer replacement? Because can you bring that one forward? Maybe it was Mantia, because they were linked with him last year before he did move to Tierra. So it's one to keep an eye on. But again, the player himself, I don't know where we are, if he's whereabouts he is in the pecking order. But it's interesting that Liverpool are at least doing their due diligence on centre-backs. Personally, my opinion is they probably need to sign one this window. I think they would probably need to do that. I know Nat Phillips has come back, but I think that ship should probably have sailed. I think Van Dijk, Kwanzaa, Konate, fantastic three options there they've got already. As and when Liverpool's full-backs get fit, you know, Trent, Robertson and Timokas are all meant to be back at the end of the month. So that maybe frees Joe Gomez up. And if that is the case, then you're absolutely fine with those four. Konate's injury problem previous injury problems are a worry. You know, Liverpool have to manage his minutes. Gomez doing a lot of minutes at fullback. So all of a sudden you're like, oh, maybe not. Now, Kwanzaa's emergence has really, really helped Liverpool because he's been brilliant. He's took loads of minutes out of legs of players as well. You know, he's played a lot of Europa League minutes, allow Virgil to have his rest. But also, he's been excellent when he's played in big games as well. So that's helped, but we'll see. There's, 16 days left of the window, 17 days left of the window. I think it closes February 1st. I would like to see Liverpool do something. Maybe Mantia's the guy. I don't know enough about him to say if he'd be a good or not signing. But it looks like Liverpool are doing their due diligence on him and plenty of others as well. So, yeah, keep an eye out on the transfer window. Yeah, anything that does happen, by the way, in the transfer window, they've got the rest of the window to go, as well as the League Cup semi-final, second leg, the FA Cup fourth round this month as well. Loads and loads of other stuff. If you want to check that all out and get even more content here on Red Men Podcasts and in your native podcast app, then yeah, redmenplus.com. If you go over there now, sign up using the promo code Klopp, you'll get your first month completely free. If you cancel it within that first month, you won't pay a penny. It won't cost you a single penny, and you'll get all the great content. See if you like it, and if you don't, sign, cancel it. But I'm sure you will. While you're there, you can check out the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time, a wonderful two-part special, as well as loads of other great content. Over on YouTube as well, just to give you a heads up, episode 2 of Finding Istanbul is out now. In episode 1, I went to Jamie Carragher's house. In episode 2, I went on the hunt to get Rafa Benitez's autograph. Yes, my challenge is to get my shirt signed by the entire 2005 Champions League final squad and the manager. So yeah, got Carragher's on in episode 1. If you haven't checked that out, go and do so. Episode 2 is out now with me hunting for Rafa Benitez in the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful West Kirby. So yeah, do go and check out that. Go and check out all the amazing content we've got here in the build-up to Liverpool's return to action at the weekend, both on the YouTube, on this pre-podcasting services, and on Red Men Plus, the best subscription service in the land. I can say that. You might disagree, but someone said it somewhere, so it must be true. Right, thanks very much for listening to this episode of The Bite Size. We'll be back with another one tomorrow.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.